It's been a sort of mixed day. You know, England have recovered back, slumped, and Jimmy Anderson, my mate, has hit a, you know, two or three fours, much to the delight of the spectators. You're hanging it on there. You know, he's played very well. He's on 72. So, I mean, shows it's a good batting wicket. If Jimmy Anderson can hang on and play some shots, and India's numbers, you know, the tail enders play, it shows there's a lot of cricket, a lot of batting still left in the wicket. There's nothing wrong with the wicket. It was wrongly criticized, I think, by some of the commentators and all that. You know, and, you know, it was just terrible. I don't understand all the fuss and all the criticism that was there. Perfectly good test cricket wicket, I think, you know. Of course, it'll last 5 days, hopefully. There you are. You can hear Jimmy Anderson smacking them again. So nothing can be wrong with the wicket, can it? On the third day evening. Yeah, it's been a good test match. You know, fortunes have swayed one way or the other. India bowled very well. Bhuvaneshwar Kumar with 4 wickets to his credit. Ishan Sharma with 3 wickets. And, you know, I thought the spinners would play an important part, Ashwin. But had India got Ashwin, I think he might have, you know, clipped in a couple of wickets. Because there he is. Jimmy Anderson just left another 4. Much to the delight of the crowd. So, all in all, it's a wonderful day's cricket.
How would you say India have done in terms of their tactics bowling to England today?
At least England have bowled, India have bowled stump to stump, wicket to wicket. Unlike the English bowlers who are bowling wide outside of stump. What England are doing was playing negative cricket. At least India have tried to bowl onto the wickets, that's why they've got a few wickets. And, okay, they've given him a few runs. But still, India leading by about 140-odd runs. So, 112 runs. So, all in all, the game is going to be dropped into a draw. Unless something, you know, something dramatic happens. There's a collapse. I just can't see, you know, either side collapsing. So, it looks like we're heading for a draw here.
And finally, Farooq, I want to just get your thoughts on the Matt Prior dismissal. Obviously, it looked like he didn't hit it. Where do you stand on technology in the game?
Well, I was talking to John Major there, you know, at the time. And, he certainly made a hell of a song and dance that he didn't hit it. I didn't see the action replay, but what I've heard that his bat was... But for the DRS system, I'm very critical of India. I am all for DRS system. Unlike the most Indian team or the Indian Board of Control, for that matter. I have always propagated DRS. Okay, Indians have said it's not 100% correct. But in my opinion, even if it's 90% correct, it helps the umpire make the right decision and make a better game. I'm all for it. Always have been.